coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. The end of the week wrap up. Randy Taylor is with us as well. We're going to be getting into a lot of things. I want to thank everyone. I'll tell you what, it has just been. I don't even know how to describe the last week in terms of events taking place. Hurricane Helene. I want to thank everyone first for helping with, we did a show this week with Andrew Lowe and Kirk Finney. Andrew Lowe, of course, is on the ground in around Asheville. And I'll tell you something, there are so many things taking place down there, both good and bad, that you need to know about. But I want to thank you specifically, everyone who's gone out and donated to the relief effort through Andrew Lowe's. Well, he was a spokesperson for B1 Church. The link is in the. I'll put the link up again. That's made a huge difference. Rescue workers down there. They're all pretty much local people. That they're in need of, I can tell you right now, they're in need of special boots, waterproof boots, if you will. That's one thing. Freezers, any kind of freezer, refrigerator, all of that. We were able, through your efforts and some of ours, we were able to send some things down, very important things, by way of truck. The weird thing about this is, and you're not going to be hearing this on the news at all, the trucks are some, not all, of course, but some are being, themselves are being looted. And not necessarily by illegals, but by, for example, in Tennessee, by the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. They're taking over supplies. This is beyond anything I've ever could have imagined in my head. And for the last 4 or 5 days, I've been talking to people throughout the evening, throughout the night, into the morning. It is crazy. I mean, the death toll, I believe, is going to rise, based on everyone I've spoken to, is going to rise well above 2,000. You've got several hundred missing that we know of. Now, some are in shelters, but the communications are down. Tina from the satellite phone store has dropped off countless satellite phones. That's made for the rescue workers, the local rescue workers. That's made a huge difference. So it's patriots like that, patriots like yourself, humans like yourself, the humanity that's being shown, very grateful. But on the flip side of that, you've got some very terrible things that we have to address. Folks, number one, this hurricane, obviously Helene, did not act normally, okay? And you might brush this off as some conspiracy nonsense, but we're talking about weather modification, weather weapons. Steve Quayle has talked about that. I truly believe the hand of man was involved in this storm from what I've seen. You might brush this off, and if you do, fine. I don't care. I know what we're seeing up here in terms of stuff that's coming back to us. And I also know what is going on with the local emergency management agency, the state, local meaning the state, especially in Tennessee. I know about that, where they are confiscating food And in fact, stopping, and I was able to confirm this through through Blaze. I think Glenn Beck might have covered this, but no, I know he did. But I was able to confirm it through through his people that the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency came in, and actually people were serving a group of mothers and children food. They said, no, we will distribute the food. We will take care of this. That's not up to you. So we've got a load of supplies going down, and I'm going to tell you something. You try to stop that load, you're going to be you're going to be absolutely sorry if you do, because we there are armed people on that truck. We ain't playing. We're done playing. And I've got no problem saying that. Now, it's interesting because on the comments on Rumble channel, very quickly, it was September 26, 1958, Hurricane Helene rapidly intensified to a Category 4 hurricane. Did you catch that? 1958, September 26th? And it was on September 26th of this year, Hurricane Helene rapidly intensified to a Category 4 hurricane. The commenter on this is Rehoboth Farm. Thank you. On September 26, 2024, again, it intensified to Category 4 hurricane. That's 66 years apart. The 1959 storm, or 1958 storm, never made landfall but caused significant rain flooding along the East Coast, especially in North Carolina, where it came within 10 miles of Cape Fear. You know, what's in the name, right? Helene is a form of the name Helen, or even Helena, originally from the Greek meaning light torch, light bearer, the shining one. In Greek mythology, Helen was the daughter of Zeus, who was kidnapped by Paris, which started the Trojan War. Now, Saint Helena was the mother of Constantine the First. She supposedly found the true cross on a pilgrimage. Yeah, I'm just wiped out. Sorry about that, folks. To Jerusalem. There's that. There's more. If you think for 1 second this government gives a crap about you, if you think... It's even worse than that. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about any of us. And I'm specifically talking about the corpse. The corpse. This lack of, I don't know, this skin suit. This half-embalmed piece of shit in the White House. Or this beach house. Instead of walking through the floodwaters in North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina, all that. Now he's walking through the waters at his beach house. Meanwhile, cackling communist commie Kamala. He's engaged in fundraisers. So we have to take care of ourselves because no one is coming to help us. But even worse, this goes back to Obama. I was doing some research because we were looking at, after you understand, of course, the storm has been, I believe, manufactured. You look at some of the executive orders of Obama. You look at some of the statements issued by Obama. And you see the presidential memorandum on climate change and national security that was issued back in 2016, September 21st, 2016. Thank you very much, Eric the Tech. help me out here as I'm pretty much on my last. Once you see things, you can't unsee them. This presidential memorandum on climate change and national security, this works in tandem with Executive Order 14008. You don't have to pull that up, but the bottom line, that this all this is doing is taking advantage, exploiting the what would I call it? A crisis, any crisis, weather-related crises specifically, or hey, bomb damage, or whatever the crises might be, and makes it an opportunity for a United Nations land grab. And then you've got the lithium mine in Asheville, in and around Asheville. And then with all of the destruction currently, you have all of this information where the federal government's not helping, but it's even worse than that. They're actively involved in preventing help and taking over this land. Folks, this is demonic. I don't know how many... When I'm on the phone talking to somebody in a room and you can hear women crying and babies crying and saying, there's no one coming to help us. Maybe this might be better here. Townhall.com from October 2nd. The total apathy of the Biden administration, the Biden regime, the Biden whatever, regarding the unprecedented destruction caused by Hurricane Helene in Appalachia. Shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. It's certainly not a surprise to Biden, though, the Biden regime, and I'm actually not reading but paraphrasing, injecting my own thoughts in with this article. Biden himself might be surprised to hear about it since he's a desiccated, mindless zombie. God, I love that. At the very least, masquerading as a human being by wearing the husk of what was once a mediocre and moronic human being. But the people actually running the country right now, they're not surprised. Ignoring this disaster is a conscious choice by those in the Biden regime. You need to understand something. They hate you. They hate you. They hate you, and they want you dead, and they want your stuff. Just like Maui, we haven't even... When's the last time anyone's talked about Maui? Look what happened in Maui. This is under the Biden regime as well. Well, the Obama regime. This is under the UN land grab. The UN takeover. The globalist takeover. The World Economic Forum. These demonic entities are coming after us right now. And President Trump stood in the way of this. I don't give a damn if you think that he doesn't have the moral character. He's got more moral character in his little finger than the entirety of the DC swamp combined. And he put the hurt on the globalist elite. They're not elite, they're scum. These people let me get back to this article because I'm going to just go off. And there's a clip on Town Hall right there on your screen. Kamala to Ukraine. Here's another $8 billion. Kamala to hurricane victims. Here's $750. You can take that $750 and shove it up your ass. The American people deserve better. Folks, you need to understand something. Again, they hate you.
What are we going to do if half the country gets blown up by missiles?
Well, according to the Biden or the Obama Biden-Harris Walls manual, we will loot the half that's hurting, and we will rape their women and kill their, sacrifice their kids, basically. I guess that's the plan by these demonic entities. I don't know. It depends which half. But ask yourself this article. What would they be doing differently if they did not hate normal Americans and want them to die? Nothing. If it was untrue, we would be seeing some kind of action, not just a fake photo of Kamala. Kamala. There, I pronounced your name correctly. Last time, Camelback. It's a fake photo looking at a blank piece of paper. She didn't even, that picture on wherever she was, she had a cell phone, an earbud in. Like I've got right now, I'm not going to show you because but it wasn't even plugged into the phone. And the papers she was writing on were blank. It was a photo op. Everything with these people are photo ops. Ask yourself why the so-called President Biden, or at least somebody with brains or with cognitive abilities, isn't helping. How about the military units who have been told to stand down? The military base, they've got helicopters and such that can help, aircraft that can help, people that can help. They've been told to stand down. What's that about? They're begging to go help, and no, we're 5 minutes away by air. We can help. Because we are their enemies. And if you don't understand that, I'm telling you right now, if you don't understand right now that we are the enemies that they're talking about, that Mayorkas is talking about, what we've been saying this all for the last, how many years? We've been saying they want you dead. People mocked Steve Quayle when they said they want you dead. They mocked him. Oh, well, no, they want us dead. It's not that they don't care about us. They hate us. There's a difference.
And it's not just conservatives.
No. It's anyone that doesn't serve their God.
You are middle class and lower.
There you go. Look. These feds, the ones that are in office right now, are never coming to the rescue of any American or any American in red areas, red, politically red, that is, when they find themselves in trouble. That's being left to the red states themselves. It's also being left up to you and me. And I'm glad to take on this. I'll tell you what, the amount of hurt, the amount of pain, the amount of angst by these people right now is off the charts. I've been around death. I've been around hurt. I've been around pain. I've been around disaster. But this is just beyond anything I've seen ever. But by goodness, don't ask questions. Do not ask any questions of the feds. Don't ask that what are those corn rolls in her hair that wrapped too tight? Karine Jean-Pierre, that lesbian spokesperson for this regime. Don't ask her anything about this. The people that you're seeing help right now are the people that are being sent up by private entities, by churches, by ground level churches. People, neighbors, friends, and even people like us, people like Glenn Beck, Samaritan's Purse. Look, there's plenty of local, and I stress this, if you're going to help, we gave you Andrew Lowe. He's running a rescue operation down there. He's part of a rescue operation, B1 Church. donate there or donate to someone, but make sure it's local, not the Red Cross. In my view, I would never give a dime to the Red Cross. You got people, very kind people, showing up with their boats, their own boats, their own chainsaws, their own helicopters. These are Christian nationalist folks. These are the deplorables spoken about by Clinton. And the disdain that the federal government has against these people is off the charts. There's one more clip, and then I'm going to bring Randy on because I'm over this. I thought with Maui, maybe something would come of this, but no, nothing. People have memories like goldfish. Trucks that are being sent down to with supplies. The closer they get to the Carolinas at truck stops, their tires are being slashed. You can see this on social media. Is it true? Yes. Which is why one of the true, well, one, the only one that we were able to muster up. I'm going to tell you, those guys on that truck, I'm going to tell you right now, they're the kindest people on earth. But they will shoot you dead. They will shoot you dead if you lay a hand on the supplies for the people in need. Or if you attempt to slash their tires. If you can throw up the picture before we bring RT on. Of the, you're going to say, what picture? I'm not sure when this was. 8 migrant workers. Not, that's their term. How about this? 8 illegal invaders accused of looting in flood-ravaged Tennessee. Shoot them on friggin' sight. Instead of 8 pictures, 8 mugshots, there should be 8 body bags. And if you think that's harsh, I mean, imagine when someone is down and these people go in and loot and steal, and they were invited in by Commie Harris and Brokeback Biden. And Mayorkas is out there, you know, grabbing his Jeffrey Toobin. He's just in ecstasy over this stuff because that's who these people are. They're communists. They want to kill you, take your stuff. They want to destroy this country. You better get it in your head. Prepare now. Prepare right now. And you better have it in your head what you're going to do when the crap hits the fan. Are you going to fight? Or are you going to lay down and be a beta cuck male? What are you going to do? You better damn well hope President Trump lives and thrives and is elected. You better damn well hope that happens. Because I'll tell you what, people I've talked to are sick and tired of this crap, or sick and tired of the Alejandro Mayorkas crap, of the Biden and Harris BS, walls, that communist, you dig into walls. I'm telling you what, that guy is more, he's redder than a friggin' watermelon on the inside. He's a Maoist, he's a communist. You better hope. And you better be mentally prepared for what you're going to do. Randy Taylor, save me.
I'm saving.
What's that?
I don't know, buddy. Things are. This reminds me of back Katrina. Reminds me of when I was in Florida in 2004, and we got wiped down there with 4 hurricanes. You really can't count on the government. They were pulling their crap back then, but See, you got to remember, people have to understand where this hurricane hit so hard. These people aren't set up for hurricanes.
No.
That's not. No. This is a man-made something.
And I'll tell you something. It's one thing people say, "Well, you should have been prepared." Yeah, we were prepared, but the preps are going down the street. My house, is floating away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you have, by the way, what you have are little islands in the higher levels of people that are cut off, that nobody can get to these people, or I'm sorry, these people cannot leave from where they're at. They're stuck. And the only way to get there are helicopters. And one of the local fire departments down there said, no, to a helicopter pilot, you cannot rescue. You cannot. No, get out. You cannot help. What the hell?
Under threat of arrest.
Under threat of arrest. Exactly.
I would have
said, you know what? You arrest me. Catch me first because I'm in the air. And then arrest me whenever. We have to stop being pushovers. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because I'll tell you what.
You're right. This does go back to like Katrina.
Yes.
Katrina was a complete disaster. And really, all the same criteria. Everything. The government failed the people with Katrina. The government is failing these people now. I mean, I read a thing yesterday from the American Communist Party, and even they're slamming the government, the current administration, if you can believe that. And they're slamming them and are setting up relief centers and doing things through there. I mean, this is what happens when you're not there for your people. That's when the bad guys are going to come in. They're going to come in, you know, and under the guise of helping and win over people. That's how, you know, that's Islam does that to Muslims, especially in Africa. They go into a village and these people are starving, can't grow crops, this and that, and they take care of all that for them. And the next thing you know, you've got however many people in the village, they all sign up to be Muslims. This is how the bad guys operate. This storm, when it was unfolding, I mean, just, I've never seen a storm, personally, that wide. I mean, it was huge. And like I said, I'm from Florida. I've seen a lot of hurricanes. Years and years and years and years of hurricanes. And this is the globalists. And, you know, we talk about this all the time on the show. And
RT, hang on one second here. You had mentioned your time in Florida. You've very familiar with hurricanes. You are. Folks, watch this. This is from Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. You want to hit that for a second, or is it too long? I can't see that from. Okay, RT, with your permission, we're going to play this because I do think that people need to understand that we are at war. You know, people are saying, "When's the war going to? You know, when's World War III going to start?" We're already in World War III, and what about the revolution and civil war? We're already into that, aren't we? I mean, in your view?
Yeah, we're into it. We've been into it. It's just we haven't responded.
Okay. All right. Now, and I agree with you on this. And I apologize to people if I'm not on point right now, because it's just been a rough week in trying to help these people. And there's so much other stuff going on, too. But well, let's take a moment here and watch this. And RT, I want to get your thoughts on this. Being very experienced with hurricanes, I want to get your take on this. Go ahead.
Was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just the result of natural processes and climate patterns, or was it manipulated? The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. All available science evidence makes clear that atmospheric frequency transmissions can and do have a repelling effect on air masses, especially if and when the air masses have been seeded with electrically conductive nanoparticles. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered? You decide.
The link to that will be put up at HagmanPI.com. What do you think of that? I mean, that certainly gives some answers, I would think.
Oh yeah.
And Dane's a good
they've
friend.
They've been playing. I saw. In fact, I have it. The patent that was applied for back in, I think it was 2001, 2002, for that, which you just showed us.
Yeah, and that's all, that is all on geoengineeringwatch.org, that information that you're talking about. And people need to really understand that we are the recipients, or we are the victims of this weather warfare.
No, we're pawns, my heart goes out for these people. It's hard to even.
Yeah.
You know, I like I said, I remember Katrina. That broke my heart watching that, and with the people down, just people were being left to die. Yeah. And the problem was, we could have went in and got them. I saw so many flaws and outright denials of service by the government on Katrina. It took forever for anybody to even start mobilizing FEMA aid into Katrina, just like here. And what Doug's talking about, you got people out here, teams of people, Antifa types, slashing the tires on the trucks, trying to immobilize the things going into these people. What kind of,
it's a war zone.
And let me tell you something. Antifa, everybody's just, okay, it's Antifa, blah, blah, blah. Antifa doesn't drop their own orders. You understand what I'm saying? Antifa is being guided, being directed to do these things. This is so much bigger than people are realizing. And as Doug mentioned, Maui, when this started and we started seeing the devastation and listening to the people and what was going on, you have to compare this to Maui. Maui was fire. This is water. And either one is devastating. Devastating in that amount, when it comes in that amount. And when you start getting into the mountains and all, and the Carolinas and things like that, and hear about one of my favorite vacation spots, Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
Oh, yeah.
Some time back when I could afford it, I went there every year, sometimes twice a year, rented a cabin, and I would just go up there and just totally decompress for about 10 days. Literally, I would be in the cabin. I'd go to town twice. Beautiful places. And they're underwater. And my wife was asking, well, how does that happen? And I said, when you get the water coming in through the mountains like that, and the rain and everything, I said, those towns like that are like in the valley, so to speak. And I said, everything above them drops on them. And it's just unbelievable. And all the areas you're talking about, I'm very familiar with. Beautiful country, And you get to see, you know, what really pisses me off is the money that's going overseas.
Of course.
That's the part that pisses me off. And they're going to, you know, they're going to blame climate change. You know this, you know that. You know
that's
that.
That's the foundation. As a matter of fact, FEMA has been, I didn't mean to interrupt, but FEMA has included, if you go to their homepage, the climate change and equity, okay, both are front and center before any rescue is even discussed. Which so you've got this emphasis on climate change causing all of this, when in fact that's not the case. You know, man causing climate change, that's not the case. And then you've got this push for equity. That's even before they discuss emergency response to crises. Go ahead.
This is, I've told you folks all along, whatever happens in Canada, pay attention, because it's coming here.
Yes.
And we've had climate change up in Canada broken off in our asses. I mean, everything. It's climate change. You have no idea what's going on with carbon taxes and things like this up north, northeast. And man, I told you it's coming. And this is going to, you watch now. They'll start trying to spring. These people have got to be taken out of office. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. This isn't speculation. This isn't just good advice. This is necessary, absolutely necessary. We have to get these people out of office. They are destroying us. And I'm telling you right now, if Kamala Harris gets in the White House, it is the end of the United States as you know it. I'm not kidding with you. This isn't doomsday prophecy, okay? I'm telling you what's happening. You're just getting a taste. This is what they're doing to cause such a disaster that it's going to affect the elections. All right? And they know they're going to cheat. They know they're going to win in their minds. They've got it set that they're going to win, the bad guys are. That's why it gives them the balls to say, we're not sending any money. Not a dollar in federal funds. Oh, wait, drag your feet. Don't get in there. You know, telling people this is all engineered. And if, oh man, I'm just so, Doug, I'm in one of those things that I don't even really know what to say. The Ukraine, this whole deal with the money going over to Ukraine, money going overseas, this, that, and the other. Every dollar should be put into the United States. The United States cannot afford to be doing anything around the world as far as generosity. It has to stop. Charity begins at home.
Yes.
You can't, you know what? When you get on the aircraft and that gal gets up in the front, she puts on the life preserver and she starts telling you how to do it. And then they talk about those air masks dropping down, those oxygen masks. What's the first thing they say? Put your mask on, then assist others. You have to take care of yourself first, or you're no good to others. And the United States is too busy taking care of others. And the thing is, they're sending it, and it isn't even... It isn't even good things that they're sending the money to.
No.
That's the thing. They can't even guise it and put a wrapper on it and wrap it up in a bow and go, oh, this is a beautiful thing we're doing. No, it's not.
No.
Sending money to Ukraine is not a beautiful thing.
It's enriching the people back home here, as well as all the globalists, including Canada, U.S.,
Everywhere. Yeah, but, everybody's got their hand in these payments going out, these billions and trillions or whatever it's adding up to. Trust me, U.S. lawmakers are getting paid out of this.
Oh,
they're getting kickbacks. This is not people. Just go look at net worths. Please do it. Yes. Just grab a politician and go check his net worth and then check what his salary is. And then check what he did before he went to office. It shouldn't add up to that net worth.
I mean, how do you have a job that your salary is what, $175,000 a year or whatever it might be?
Yeah, whatever, $200,000, whatever.
It's, yeah, and then wind up, you know, after 2 years, your net worth being like, you know, $17 million.
Yeah, AOC. Look at AOC.
Yeah, exactly.
A bartender. Okay, and what's she worth now? Close to $40 million.
In some insane amount.
It is, but.
Why? What a gig, right?
And here, that right there alone should tell you people are getting into politics for the wrong reasons. They're in there to make money. And that shouldn't be what drives a person to want to be a senator or congressman.
And that goes back to what Breitbart said, Andrew Breitbart, you know, politics is downstream of culture. And I think we have culture rot in this country. And
yeah,
I want to read something to you. This is from Chris Martin.
Go ahead. We are putting the wrong people in office.
Oh, absolutely.
They have been for.
No. There's no. I mean, you can go back probably to the start of America. And you got you've got the wrong people. But Chris Martinson, who's the man behind Peak Prosperity, posted this, and this is exactly I heard this, and I had no confirmation about it. I heard this when I was on the telephone with somebody down in the area. He said, look, this evening he received a communication from a Peak Prosperity member. It was a private message at his site. And the writer says this: I can't post this online because it's not quite public yet, but government officials had a town meeting with all of the residents of Chimney Rock and basically told them the town was being bulldozed, bodies and all, and the land was being seized by the federal government. They would not be able to move back, and basically their homes, the ones that were standing, were no longer theirs, and the federal government owned it all. Now, writes this person, I don't know what crazy play for land this is, but there's a lot of conspiracy about lithium mines. And just let me tell you, as someone who lives in Charlotte and has friends who live in the area of Western North Carolina, they're not being helped, and this is actually being a stand down, or this is actually a stand down operation by the federal government. And he goes on, this person goes on. Our friend owns an Airbnb in Chimney Rock. They had a town meeting yesterday. Now, this was October 2nd, so that would have been Wednesday. Told them that, they had a town meeting yesterday, so I guess that would have been October 1st, and told them all of those things in the town meeting, but don't want the information getting out. Also, they're not picking up the bodies. The stench of the bodies everywhere is insane, and for some reason the government does not want to pick them up. One pastor of a local church was going to order to door delivering water. I'm not sure exactly how that's written, but anyway, they changed their delivery request to body bags because so many of the homes that they've gone to have needed body bags, not water. We're trying to keep the body count. They're not picking up the bodies. They don't want to identify the bodies. They're just leaving them to rot in the streets. And writes this person, you can post this. This information needs to get out. Something evil is going on in North Carolina mountains. I just don't want to be identified. And just today, writes this person, we filled up a trailer for a shelter in Henderson, North Carolina, that had no food for tons of moms and babies. All the stores are either empty or locked. In Chandler, North Carolina, 2,000 people haven't eaten anything or drank anything in 6 days and just got an SOS message out for help. By the way, Tina from the satellite phone store, you know, to our critics out there, you've got to give her so much credit, the satellite phone store, handing out satellite phones to people that need to communicate. I know a helicopter took some to they're just doing good work. But anyway, to finish this out, and then your comment, I'm trying to tag the occasion Navy and Operation Airdrop, but people are dying by the minute, writes this person. Multiple truckers have reported having their tires slashed. Our friends from Chimney Rock said they have heard multiple stories of people being robbed at gunpoint, making supply runs, which is why the truck that we that we are involved in, I'm telling you right now, you will get shot if you try any of that. Two people that drove down to Charlotte yesterday and today, one that we helped said bodies were in trees, which we had that, we verified that this week. Over, all over ditches, major roads, something very weird is going on here in North Carolina. Someone with a really large national megaphone needs to amplify how bad this is. People are now starting to die trapped. My town is Operation Airdrop, North Carolina Central Command. They need pilots with planes and are now asking just for trucks. People with big equipment are needed, but more than anything, the nation needs to put pressure on Washington to deploy the National Guard ASAP. The 82nd was begging to go since Saturday, but has been told to stand down. Every effing Apache we have should be flying rescue missions. That, now that was a post made on October 2nd by Chris Martinson, PhD, Peak Prosperity. If you don't know who he is, he's a good guy, follow him. But what do you think of that? I mean, again, I'm all over the map on this, but mm-hmm. you know, this is just like Maui. This is just like every other disaster we've seen, right?
They've got plans for that land.
They do, obviously.
Please know that. And I've been sitting here. If you notice, I keep looking down. I'm trying to locate a video that I downloaded. A woman had was talking about, and she had it in writing. She had the plans for housing and resort and things like this all through this area, and they're not rebuilding. This land is being seized by the government. I don't know if it's being seized and being turned over, sold. I don't know all the details, but this is not normal. That's the whole point to all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't normal. I don't know when we're going to stop allowing them to slap us in the face like this. You know, I... Didn't I get accused of being a loose cannon? Yes.
Yeah.
Because I get pissed off about stuff like this. And I tell people, I say it right here, and I make it quite clear. I'm not in the middle of anything as far as overthrowing the government. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen at present rate.
Well, here's the thing, at least from my point of view, if we have been able to assemble a truck full of supplies and have volunteers to take it to the affected areas, the supplies are going to reach the victims. I guarantee you, no one is stopping us. I don't give a damn who the hell you are or who you think you are, but that mm-hmm. stuff is getting to the people who need it. Go ahead.
And that's the way you're going to have to be. And looters, in my opinion, it should be nationwide. When there's looting, looters should be shot. That was authorized in Florida. It was during Andrew, after Andrew. And it was so wicked. When it wiped out Homestead was gone. I drove down there. And a shopping mall that I had shopped in before was completely... just a concrete slab. We're talking about a huge shopping mall. There wasn't a trace of it. It was gone. And the looters went bananas down there, and the governor authorized it and said looters will be shot. And that's the only way to control looting. Exactly. There's no other way to control looting. Don't put it on law enforcement, okay? Because they're busy. Their first priority is saving lives. Not protecting property, saving lives, then protecting property. So a homeowner should have every right to kill anyone that's coming in there to steal their stuff. I remember after the hurricanes were hitting there in Florida, I remember going back into one of my neighborhoods that one time I lived in a mobile home park. That's all I could afford. And it was a couple of days after the hurricane. I went back there just to see what had happened. I had no idea what I was going to roll into. And the devastation. So, I mean, I know what these people are talking about. I know. And like I said, Floridians and people in Louisiana, places like that, they kind of get hardened against hurricanes. They know how to fortify their houses. They build them differently. About, you know what I'm saying? So for something like this, this storm, to go that far inland at that force, okay, the building codes are, I guarantee you, everything's wiped out up there. If you haven't seen it, believe it. Okay, it's not, and nobody's there to help these people.
Nope.
The government, our government sucks. They absolutely suck. Every time there's a disaster where they're really needed, they're not there. They're not there for the American people.
You know, this is, you were in the military. If you were at the 82nd Airborne, you had air assets ready to fly. I mean, screw orders. I would
my unit would have went airborne. That's a, yeah. I was supposed to actually fly helicopters originally, and I didn't. And yes, if I was a helicopter pilot, screw the orders. We'd be going in and pulling people out. They'd have to shoot me down.
Exactly. I still don't know how those things fly, but anyway, I've taken a couple of trips in helicopters, and I got
to
tell you.
Oh, and think about it. Think about how far they have to go just to get wounded to a hospital.
There you go.
When you start thinking about all these things, you know, when normally your hospital's down the street in your town, but your town's gone. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole. Honestly, our federal forces should be in there. They should be in there restoring order and helping people and helping to expedite this thing. Get this place cleaned up. Get people in shelter. People need shelter. People need food. People need water. You're talking about the basic necessities of life, and they're being denied that. These are your fellow Americans, your brothers, your sisters. They're being shit on by the U.S. government.
Yeah, their bodies, just imagine. Laying in
the disease and all that goes with that.
Yes.
The smell alone.
Yes. It's... Really, from the, and I have to agree with you. I mean, from the moment this hit land, or was destined to hit land, to the present, the fingerprints of the deep state globalist WEF Davos Group, the Party of Davos, the you know, the Kerry's, John Kerry of the Kerry's of the world, their fingerprints are all over this. But before we go on, let me just take a break here. And then coming back, I want to show you a video. This was posted, I think it was posted Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure, but it's a minute 30. And it talks about FEMA has ceased all relief operations, is now seizing supplies. That coming up. But before I do, I just want to call your attention, folks, to getliverhelp.com/Hagman, two ends on Hagman. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. I just, every time I look at that picture, I laugh. What's that? Oh, RT's laughing. You can't see him, but he's laughing at that picture. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, hey, if you can't make fun of yourself, look at that. Okay, but getliverhelp.com, folks, this is not something to laugh at. Because we are living in challenging times. It's more important now than ever to prioritize your health, our health, and the health of our loved ones. But here's a hidden threat that's been quietly affecting millions of hardworking Americans and people like yourself. A sluggish and overworked liver. Mine, I don't drink, but boy, I'll tell you what, if everything feels overworked, and I guess my liver is part of that, but just like how our traditional values are under attack, your liver is under constant assault by GMOs, microplastics, toxins, fluoride, all of the stuff you might not even know about. It's time you take action. That's where Pure Health Research comes in with their groundbreaking supplement, Liver Health Formula. The natural ingredients and nutrients in this formula are designed to support your liver's natural detoxification processes. For head-to-toe revitalization, shed unwanted pounds, maintain an enjoyable active lifestyle. That's important, folks. Liver Health Formula is made using only the highest quality, carefully selected ingredients. It has 11 powerful, clinically proven ingredients that detoxify and rejuvenate your liver at the cell level. If you've noticed, too, a lot of people are talking about this, the fatty livers, the stress on the livers, whether it's, I mean, so many people are talking about this. And perhaps RFK is shedding some light on this as well. As a special offer for my listeners, for our listeners, folks, you can try Liver Health Formula and get a free 1 month supply of nano powered omega-3 to support your heart health as well. That's really important too. This is an exclusive offer for our audience. Visit getliverhelp.com/Hagman now to claim your exclusive gift and take a proactive step toward a healthier, more vibrant you. That's getliverhelp.com/Hagman. Two ends on Hagman. I want to thank them for sponsoring this broadcast. Also, RT, watch this, and folks, pay attention to this. This is this was posted by Shadow of Ezra on X. This is a video. It's a minute 30. FEMA is halting relief flights and confiscating supplies. And I'll be damned. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to happen here. You just go ahead and try it. We're going to have a row if that happens. All right, go ahead and hit this.
Folks, we have breaking news coming out of some of the most affected areas in our southwest region of our country right now, namely Georgia, North Carolina. This morning on my show, we have LFA correspondent Tyler Kramer on the ground in North Carolina, and he had some great on-the-ground reporting, in-the-field reporting today. But basically, all of the relief efforts that have been going on have been by civilians, civilian airplanes, civilian helicopters, civilian rescue vehicles, civilian tractors and dozers, and any kind of rescue and relief has all been done by civilians. People are coming together like you've never seen before. Actually, some of the greatest reporting this morning was at the fact that, you know, the country may not be as divided as we think, maybe politically, yes, but we're banding together like never before. And on LFA TV today, we raised about $8,000 to help in the relief efforts, which we're actually sending down there as well. Some of us are going to be heading down there to help out. But the breaking news today, folks, is that FEMA, that now has jurisdiction in a lot of these areas, is literally confiscating donations and relief materials. So any, you know, first aid kits and food and water, because FEMA has jurisdiction.
There it is. Just like we said, RT.
Yep. And whether through maliciousness or through bureaucracy and red tape, either way, it's wrong. Either way.
Yep. I just, okay. You know, look, I really believe that this is a microcosm, as great as this is, but it's a microcosm of what is really happening around the world, and it's happening in our backyard. We're not going to put up with this crap. We better send a message to these people, especially the bureaucrats. If some little puke comes in my face and says, you know, no, you're not. You're not confiscating crap. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I might not be able to fight, but I'll tell you what, I can shoot. And that's, take your pick. I know, RT, you're the same way.
And that's why they need something of this force.
Yes.
Overseas, they can come in man-to-man, door-to-door, and all that and get away with it. Here, yes, they'd have a hell of a hard time, if not impossible. So they would have to use something like they did in Maui. They would have to use something like they did here. Okay, because even if these people were armed, they were defenseless against the storm. Understand what I'm saying? See, yep, where we're going?
Yep. I do.
This is like, you know, thousands of B-52s dropping bombs on you. This is.
Do you believe? Do you think? Okay, I mean, when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the bigger picture here, trying to look at the bigger picture. You've got moving away from this, not because it's not important. I mean, we're going to be working on this until the very last person that we can help is helped. Okay, that's this platform. That's Randy Taylor. That's Doug Hagman. That's Eric the Tech. Well, I guess that's it. But we will do everything we can. And look, wherever you if you donate money, the only thing I would say is don't give it to any federal agency. Andrew Lowe, I know that place that we gave you. I do know that money goes from the account directly to buy supplies and the supplies or fuel for the helicopters, and that's. I can guarantee I know where that goes. You might have your own pet favorite place, but help. If you can't physically help, then certainly help that way. And if you can't do that, then at least pray. But do you see this with Maui? And if you think about the last 3.5 years, and then I'll let you talk. But I mean, when Biden got in, when he was installed. You know, the installation of Biden was done in such a manner because President Trump disrupted the plans of the globalists. And, of course, Biden undid everything that President Trump did in those 4 years, especially with the border, especially with the climate change regulations. So then we had, I mean, just in the last couple of years, I'm thinking, okay, we saw the spy balloons go across the U.S. really unmolested. I mean, how crazy is that? Then you saw what happened in Maui. Then this. But there's so much else in between. I don't think there's any. RT, help me out here. I mean, we are under attack. But this mm-hmm. is being facilitated by the people being that were installed in this government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. That's why they were installed. They knew they'd follow orders. This isn't just for chance, people. This is intentional. So many things now are intentional. Look at you've got to look at it. You have to accept that that's what's going on. Then you have to decide, what are we going to do about it?
And that's the thing. What are we going to do about it, brother? Because, look, I know we can. I know what we can do. What we're doing now to help down there. We're doing that, but in the larger scale, what do we need to do? And this is a conversation I had last night, early this morning. What do we need to do to fight against this? How? And I'll ask you
right now, if we're going to be peaceful, we're going to have to do it through the election. If we're not going to be peaceful, then anything goes, I suppose. I don't know. I don't see anything. Look, we need to get Donald Trump into office. It's going to get harder and harder. I saw what happened here with this, what's his name, Jack Smith?
Oh, yes, the 165 mega superseding indictment, which I do have. I don't know if I sent these. I don't think I did. I know I sent them to you, RT, the actual pleadings. It reads, okay, so just to give you the backdrop, the Supreme Court ruled on immunity, the immunity case. So Waltz comes in, and he was a total slug, embarrassing slug at the debate. I believe he did a horrible job. By the way, he's says, "Oh yeah, I'm friends with school shooters." Okay, just how crazy. But anyway, the following day, 165 page superseding indictment is dropped by Jack Smith. When, generally speaking, you're limited to 45 pages, but Chutkan, the judge, just embraced that superseding
another activist judge. I mean, this is It's par for the course. We let these people in, and now they're just in there, like, multiplying. Now they're getting braver, more daring with everything, and it's insane. Law, the rule of law, just the thing. Everybody wants to keep us patriots as law-abiding citizens. Well, I'm sorry. Why does that give the other side a green light to break the law, violate the law, misinterpret the law, bend the law? Law's out the window. I don't see why our side is being expected to abide by the law. I would.
Right now, there is no law for everyone. It's different law for them.
There's two sets of laws here. Yeah, right. There's two sets of laws. And I really don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, I think people are thinking the same fashion you are.
They're thinking, and then the point is, what are we going to do? And when are we going to do it? I say we give the election you know what?
If the election,
this election is going to have to be overwhelming.
Indeed,
we're not talking. We can't talk. We can't do like last time, where a lot of people didn't go out and vote because they assumed Trump was going to win. You can't assume anything.
No.
2020 is proof of that.
And yeah. There's already cheating taking place. We saw.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Oh yeah. They're already at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then here's it's, and according to them, it's like legal cheating.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You can't stop them in court.
No, of course not.
You know, we're gonna. Oh, no, we don't need any ID to vote. No, illegals can vote. No, what do you mean illegals can vote? Illegals don't even pay taxes. They have no say so whatsoever. None. Nada.
But they get a whole boatload of money. They get money, benefits, and you know, while our veterans are kicked around and thrown out on the streets.
We shouldn't have veterans. We should never have a veteran sleeping on the street.
No.
We should never have an American family sleeping on the streets. We should not have any Americans, period, sleeping on the streets. Once that's taken care of, then we can talk about sending money overseas to someone. This people, are you seeing how you're being treated? When is it going to sink in? When is it going to get you? When are you going to get upset? When? What's it going to take? Are we just going to march off quietly into the night, into the abyss? But right now, we're standing on the edge, looking into the abyss.
And to that, you're exactly right. But I think that abyss is deeper and wider than people realize. One of the things that I believe is that the collapse of America, the deliberate takedown of America, is not a single event. It's not a one-time event. It's a process. And we're neck deep in this process right now. And the people need to be held. The people involved in the takedown need to be held accountable. And I've often said this too. Things happen slowly and then all at once, you know, and that's what we're seeing right now. I think we're starting to see the compression of events take place in the U.S. especially, and across the West, but the U.S. And you've got Middle East unrest. I mean,
And people, there's things going on over there too. You know, the missiles raining down on Israel from Iran.
Yeah.
And there is so much going on right now. It's unbelievable what's really, when you sit down and you look at what's going on around the world that we're involved in, that the United States is involved in.
Involved in when we shouldn't necessarily be involved in. Things.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I get the death and destruction. surrounding Israel and the Palestinians. I understand that. You know, if I had a Palestinian child, or if I was a Palestinian, you die the same. I mean, you die, whether you're Jewish or Palestinian or Muslim, you're going to die in the same fashion with your physical bodies, okay? So death is death, but this is biblical, I think, what we're seeing take place over in the Middle East. But I'm going to bring this back domestically, because I know that we're you and I are going to be, I think, at some point be engaged with Jim Ferguson. I don't know when exactly that will be, but we'll be talking on the international scope. But nationally, RT, today, if the election were tomorrow, what do you see happening with respect to the election? If I can pull on your
crystal ball. I would say if it's legitimate, then Trump would win. If the election were today, I can name a whole lot of people that wouldn't be concerned with voting. They'd be more concerned with getting maybe some water to drink and some food. Yeah. Think about that. Think about that. What's going to come? What's going to hit us right before the election? You know, there's so many variables right now. If it was a legitimate election, I would say Trump will win, but they're super confident that they won this thing. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to get out and vote. You got to take somebody with you to vote. You have to check with your old to make sure they vote. You got to. This has to be overwhelming. This has got to be so crazy outrageous that Trump won that even with their cheating, they can't get away with it. We need poll watchers. If you want peace, if you want things done through a democratic process, Trump has to win.
I agree with you on
that. And there's no alternative to that. None. Nada. Look at these two fruitcakes. Kamala Harris and this Walls character. Don't tell me that they're leaders. They are followers. They are going to be, if they win, they're just going to sign off on what the globalists want done. Look what they're doing now. They're just surrendering everything we have to the UN. They're surrendering the World Health Organization. The people that want to kill us, they're signing us over to. Are you getting it yet? Do you understand why we say you need to get on a war footing?
Yes.
You need to stock up. Okay? You need to stock up. You need to make sure your powder's dry. Okay? Get ready. Things are going to start happening, and they're going to start happening very fast. Fast. One thing right after another. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to pull together and take this thing. We absolutely have to, because if you're not going to do it by ballot, if Trump doesn't win, I fear what comes after that. Either way, be it those idiots get in office, okay, or the response of the American people.
I can say this: we probably will not be on the air.
If Harris and them get in, now this is the end of this platform and platforms like us.
Absolutely.
Soros just bought up radio stations. Do you think that this stuff isn't going to be taken over?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and all, not just any radio forms, stations, but conservative stations. Yeah.
All forms of communication.
Yep.
They will own, they will monitor, and they will dispense through. Yep. You're talking like China, like North Korea. Didn't everybody see what happened down in Venezuela? Did everybody go to sleep or something? Did you miss sleep through that?
Well, the media has done a piss poor job in really being honest with what happened in Venezuela. But it's coming here, you know. Well, it's already here. It's not coming. It's already here. It's just how bad things are. And for folks, and RT, I mean, the Battle of Athens, 1946, guys are going to have to grow some balls. And I'm going to tell you right now, okay, as a, if I'm a poll watcher, no one's going to tell me where to stand. Or, you know, what I, if I can't see what I'm supposed to see, then get out of my face or arrest me. I mean, if so be it. But I'm done. I'm done.
And that's the attitude you have to have, what Doug just said. Don't let them put you over, you know, behind windows that are taped off with paper.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You're not a poll watcher at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get involved. They have to know if you're gonna cheat, you're gonna be taken down.
Yep. Yep.
I imagine the 911 switchboards are gonna be overwhelmed on election night.
So
I really do. You know,
I'll tell you what.
That has to be, you know. a little civil disobedience is it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And if you're not civilly disobedient, then you're not doing your job.
Exactly, and you're subservient.
Yep, exactly. You're exactly 100% correct. Yeah. So now the port strike that we've got. I showed a map this week.
Oh, man.
Okay, so now, again, to show you how much these people hate us. Look, some comments, I think it was Wednesday. The show, some comments saying, well, you know, I think Kirk maybe said this guy's got a point. Well, he has a point, but the he's making it in a very piss poor way. But the, the situation is so screwed, man. I'm telling you, I don't like this guy. The president, the head of the International Longshoremen's. He makes $750,000, drives a Bentley, and lives the life of luxury.
Rather lavishly.
Yes, but now we're seeing panic buying. And this is something we saw in 2021, 2021 panic buying. Okay, because this is going to have an impact, if not, certainly not right away, but within weeks, it's going to have an impact. Supplies are going to be disrupted, including medications. Why in the hell are we getting, 70% of our medications, 90% of our antibiotics from overseas, from China? Why China?
The people we blame for COVID. Why are you buying anything from China? We should be starving China.
And I think we really should.
We should be starving China.
Yeah, through tariffs.
Trump will.
Yes, I think he will indeed. This administration or this regime or the one incoming, even worse, where you've got Tim Walz licking the boots of Chinese communist, the Communist Chinese Party, and extolling the virtues of China. I mean, RT, how in the world can anyone?
I don't know.
How can people not see the installation of this regime subservient to the Communist Chinese Party?
People are sheep, man. People are sheep. They don't. The media has done such a tremendous job of programming that it's a shoo-in now. Things are so easy now. The people don't dig, people don't research, people don't look around. They take everything at that sentence that comes out of the newscaster's mouth, and they don't if they're reading something on the internet, they read the title, they don't read the content. I've got to tell you
something that really hacks me off. Next to the emojis, I don't do hieroglyphics. Okay, so you know, if somebody ever gets a text or a communication from me that's got an emoji in it, okay, it didn't come from me because I don't talk in hieroglyphics. But that's just me. Okay, But the other thing that gets me is the acronym TLDR, which means, or which is short for too long didn't read. That's the problem with Americans today. You better start reading, and you better start understanding and doing the research so you know. Don't rely on someone else to tell you.
You don't realize you're being programmed. You don't get it.
There you go.
Okay, this really went full steam when they brought on a 24-hour news cycle, and people were leaving CNN playing in the background in their homes 24 hours a day, and at doctors' offices in the waiting rooms 24 hours a day. Everywhere you went, it was CNN, CNN, MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC, and 24 hours a day just going, and every hour repeating the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And don't tell me it didn't program America. They're still doing it. That's exactly what happened. This has been the biggest psyop that you can imagine. It's a world. And people don't even realize right now, the world is in a shambles right now. Everybody is every country out there has been overrun with immigrants.
Yeah.
Illegals just piling into their countries. All over the place. We're not the only ones. Everybody. And the people like in Ireland and different places like this, they're taking it to task. Ireland, they came in, took over people's hotels, started putting immigrants in. They weren't paying the people that own the hotels. Take off, get out of here. I'm serious. So what do the Irish people do? And God bless them, they burn the hotel down. With the immigrants in it. But the illegals in it. We're not by ourselves here. Believe me. This is going on around the world. The news isn't telling you that. And that's the problem. People aren't getting on the internet. And I've told you before, when you Google, just go onto Google or a search engine. But Google especially, if you just go on there and type in criteria, you just type in and go, world hunger. Boom. You're going to get everything that they want you to see. Do you understand why Google is so gigantic and so rich, wealthy? Because they make deals with governments. Every government in the world has some sort of contract with Google on what their people will see. So, put in a search term, see what it says. Then I want you to do something else. I want you to go into Google, and I want you to put in Google Arab Emirates. Okay? Google Arab Emirates. Boom, boom. Go over there. The world looks different. Okay? And in turn, if they're over there, they're only seeing what Google wants them to see over there. You have to physically go into Google and put what part of the world you want to see and then do it. And people just don't understand. We've told you this on this program before. That's how you have to get out there and see what's going on if you're going to use that search engine. But listen, there's a lot of other good search engines to use. Okay? And keep digging and digging and digging. Don't take anything at surface value. And I'll tell you right now, when it comes to CNN and MSNBC, and I say those two because they're the biggest violators, okay? They lie. Bold-faced lie. Don't think that. When I was a kid, you used to get the news with no bias. You were presented with the news.
With no overt bias. Let me correct you. Because you got Eric Severide back then. You got Walter Cronkite.
You're talking national level. Yeah, national level, okay.
Right, right. National level.
You had bias to a point. But like on your local news, you didn't have the bias. And you'll notice now, more and more local news is being more and more limited. It used to be local news took up, a good hour at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock at night in our home. And I remember in St. Louis, I remember a newscaster when they just started getting into this having an opinion. And I knew it because my dad pointed it out. And there was something that was an opinion piece somehow, some way, and ended up in the newscaster sheet. Back then, they just read as they went. They had no idea what they were going to be saying. They read as they went. Remember the papers?
Ron on Burgundy. Desk? Yeah.
Yeah. They're just, and this guy stood up. His name was Max Roby, if I remember right. He stood up and he took this thing and he goes, "I'm not saying this shit." And he throws it across the newsroom, stomps off, never seen again on that station. And what it was is because somebody inserted their opinion and he disagreed with that.
Exactly.
And he was absolutely right. You're supposed to present us the facts. Let us decide.
And where is that today?
Gone.
Okay, let me show you this because you brought this up. And folks, look at this. Okay, you think that they don't have their talking points. Just like RT was saying, they have been given their talking points post-debate. What was the characterization, folks? Have you seen this? What was the characterization by the local, regional, and even some national contributors or news organizations? What was their talking point about Vance's performance? Watch. If this is 56 seconds. Watch this and see if you can identify the talking point here. Here it is.
J.D. Vance was as slick as a Neil last night.
He was too slick, maybe.
He's a little too slick for that.
Vance came off a bit slick tonight.
J.D. Vance was a very slick debater.
The slicker speaker.
I think he looked at shifty. He looked at slick.
Over and over, you heard lies and kind of slick answers from J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance changes personalities like most people change suits. Slick, slick, slick.
When you look over at J.D. Vance, you see a slick guy.
We all know, having worked with Van Jones, how these Yale-educated lawyers very slick.
No matter how slick JD may have sounded today, there is nothing decent about him.
This man is standing here lying to the country, and that's where JD Vance was his slickest.
You know, JD Vance was very slick, but he was slick like a snake oil salesman.
Oh. JD Vance is slick and smooth, but he is still a bullshit artist.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 And Tim Walz, who is Chris Farley on steroids when he enters a room.
No offense to Chris Farley.
Exactly. The late Chris Farley. Yeah. You know, he acts like like he's on something. I don't know what.
He's a buffoon. That's the word that comes to mind when I see him.
Buffoon is
a buffoon.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
He is genuinely an ass.
Yeah, but he can lie about the CPB1 program or CBP1 program. He can lie about that with impunity. He can lie about the stats about the people coming into this country. He can lie about his position on abortions or infanticide, mm-hmm. up to and including birth of the mm-hmm. child. He can lie about all this and never, not once, be called on by the media. And
no, he's not fact checked while he's talking. You know, they do that to the GOP candidates,
of course,
but they don't fact check these other guys while they're talking.
And it's their facts; it's not the facts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the world, according to CNN, is a very bad place.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in the last minutes of today's show, and I want to thank you for putting up with me, folks, and RT. Thank you for putting up with me, but I got to tell you something. This weekend, President Trump's going to be.
You look very tired, buddy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I've never in my life ever thought that I would ever hear the humanity is all I can say with respect to this devastation and what we're trying to do. No one's going to stop us from doing what we're going to do. What we're doing.
Yeah. And pray for President Trump. Pray for everybody that's out there trying to get the word out. Ready for these platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to support the hurricane victims. Okay?
Please, please.
We also, this platform needs support. We're taking a beating.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Before you do that, make sure you help out the people who need the help. That's where it's all at. We'll survive one way or another if it's meant to be by God. If not, hey, that's the way it is. But I want to thank you, RT, for all that you do, for being a part of this organization. I want to thank Eric the Tech as well. Please pray for the safety of President Trump and Butler in our backyard. God bless you, and God bless the remnants of this country.